أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Darsi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, we are discussing about the 85th verse of the chapter, chapter Naml. Now let's listen to the verse under discussion.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنطِقُونَ
And the decree will befall them for the wrong they did, and they will not be able to speak.
So, in the previous episodes, we thoroughly discussed, in the 83rd verse specifically, about the concept of رَجْعَ and coming back to life. Now this verse says, وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ And the word will be fulfilled against them, بِمَا ظَلَمُوا Because they were unjust. فَهُمْ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ So they shall not speak. So, concerning the punishment, this verse is implying something important. The fact that when the command of Allah will be issued against those people, they will not have anything to say. So, what is this verse talking about? The verse is possibly talking about, most probably actually, talking about the people in the previous verse, 84th verse. And 84th verse was talking about those obstinate people, those pure infidels, which will be brought back to life when the concept of raj'ah happens. And why? We explained the reasons. We said why they deserve to be reprimanded when raj'ah happens. And those are the people that Almighty Allah says to them, actually, that you are the ones who rejected my revelations. You are the ones who rejected my signs and my commandments. Why? And you did not have any kind of, actually, knowledge about it. So this verse is now here saying the fact that when the command of Allah will be issued against them, they will not have anything to say. Why? Because those people, those obstinate people, those pure tyrant people have had enough time and choice to make and to make the most of, to exploit their capacities, their facilities. They have had the time in this world. And now they are experiencing the life again only to be reprimanded, only to be having more punishment. And this is a kind of important punishment for these people. They are coming back to life. They are seeing the results of their thoughts, their behaviors, their actions, their beliefs. And yet, they're incapable of doing anything for it. And I assume this concept of raj'a for these pure infidels is a true punishment.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَ إِلَى Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, we were discussing 85th verse of Surah An-Naml. وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا فَهُمْ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ. And the word will be fulfilled against them because they were unjust, so they shall not speak. Now, we said that this verse is talking about the divine punishment of those oppressors. And this punishment is decisive. This is the promise of the divine chastisement. And it has been set to them aforetime. But now they are returned back to the life only to be reprimanded. Of course, usually the cause and the factor of the man's afflictions is he himself. But concerning the punishment, the verse implies that the command of Allah is issued and you do not have any choice but just to listen to what your punishment is, just to see your own punishment. وَوَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا. The word is fulfilled against them. Why? Because they were unjust. When they had the time, they did not make the most of it in doing the good deeds and bringing whatever they need for this world. But now, فَهُمْ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ. Even when they are returned back to life, when the concept of raj'a happens, they do not have any chance to talk. They shall not speak. So this punishment is an important thing, dear listeners. And this punishment is their chastisement yet in this world. This is not the chastisement that they will experience in hereafter. No, this is their punishment in this world. And if the verse is commented in the sense of raja and returning to life in this world, it means that this is the chastisement of this world. And of course, there is this possibility that the verse is talking about the chastisement of hereafter if the verse is commented in the sense of hereafter. But it seems that since the previous verses were talking about the concept of raja'a, we'd better consider the verse talking about the concept of raja'a and not yet talking about hereafter. So this is altogether what we understand from this 85th verse of Surah An-Naml. Of course, there are other points that can be discussed, but we'd better move on to the next verse, the 86th verse, God willing, in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.